1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is Thursday, May 25th. We've got more great events happening in our summertime. Very special one that's coming up Saturday, June 3rd. Joining us in the studio with all of the details is Elaine Clark Sibbery with L'Arche Stratford. Elaine, it is wonderful to see you. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Jamie, and thank you for inviting me to come and have this opportunity to talk about L'Arche's 50th anniversary.
Yes, 50th anniversary celebrations, and a big celebration that's coming up June 3rd. One of many, but a big one coming up June 3rd.
Exactly. Yes. So, so it's been 50 years since L'Arche was founded, and we've got much to celebrate. The theme of our anniversary year is connecting hearts and changing lives. And I think for those who don't know what L'Arche is about, we're a community of individuals with and without disabilities living together, celebrating life together. And I think that connecting hearts and changing lives just sums up beautifully who we are. And yes, so we're going to be celebrating that 50th anniversary with a special festival day in Market Square, Saturday, June the 3rd, 10:30 to 2:30. And we wanted to hold it in Market Square because we want to invite all of Stratford to come and celebrate this important milestone.
Sure, it's a great location for an outdoor event like this.
It is. It works beautifully, and it looks like it's going to be a really fun day. Mm-hmm. We've got music with DJ Andy Van Schaik, and there's going to be aerial performances with students from the Cirque Smith Stratford School of Aerial Arts.
Wow.
Yeah, a drumming circle with Sheila Harrell. Ice cream from Richard and Ruth Kneider's Simple Dreams, and so all the funds raised through the sale of ice cream will go to promote all the good work that they do.
Oh, that's wonderful!
And then crafts, face painting for kids, speeches from local dignitaries.
It's going to be a very special day. You're not going to want to miss that for sure.
Exactly. So we're hoping that. We'd love to welcome all of Stratford to come and celebrate that day with us.
And we should mention, I don't think it's going to be an issue, cross our fingers, but the rain location will be Bethel Pentecostal Church,
that's
just in case.
Right. Yes. So I've looked ahead. The weather looks good so far for that day. But just in case, we'll make a decision a couple of days ahead and broadcast if it is moving to Bethel.
So this is a big year, as you mentioned, 50th anniversary, and there was just a wonderful presentation just recently at Stratford Legion as part of the Chamber After Five about the new Britannia project, if
well,
you
will. Exactly. It really, we've got an awful lot to celebrate. We really have. The Britannia project, which some may know, we first bought that site just over 5 years ago.
Is that right?
And then, of course, just as we were starting to get moving with the capital campaign, the pandemic hit and slowed everything down. But now things are really picking up, and especially since the beginning of this year, the fundraising has really taken off. We had the amazing fortune that an anonymous donor has pledged $1 million. And that's a matching donation, so he's challenging the people of Stratford to donate $1 million by the end of this year.
And there you go, the challenge is out there.
Well, exactly. And the need for the supports that we'll be able to give through this new center is huge.
And it was great seeing some of the mock-ups or the drawings of the center. It looks like it's going to be amazing.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes, yeah. So part of the 50th anniversary, we're launching a special 50th anniversary fundraising campaign. And basically, we're looking for at least 50 donors who will donate at least $5,000 each. And for those donors, it comes with a range of benefits, lots of coverage in social media, ways that they can promote their support themselves at L'Arche, invitations to all our anniversary events. And so we hope that we'll be able to reach that goal of raising $1 million by the end of this year. And that will bring us very close to our total goal.
Fantastic.
So,
again, it's L'Arche Stratford, very special year. 50th anniversary festival is coming up for Saturday, June 3rd at Stratford Market Square. And we should also mention more events coming up. August 9th is the third annual golf tournament for L'Arche Stratford.
Right. Yes. Yep. So all you golfers out there, this is a great way that you can have fun and support L'Arche as well.
Elaine Clark Sibbery. Elaine, any other final thoughts this morning?
Check out our Facebook page as well, because that's we're telling our story of the past 50 years. We're focusing on a particular year each week. So far, we're up to 1993. Got 30 more.
30 more amazing years. And how is everyone doing with Lars Straffer? Because I know we've chatted with Christopher Candlin, difficult maneuvering through this pandemic. But how is everyone at Lars Straffer doing?
We're doing well. Yeah, it was a tough few years for sure. All our focus was on making sure everyone was as safe as possible and healthy as possible, and that did take a lot of time and energy. It's been tough on all of our personnel, but we've got an amazing team there, and they have come through beautifully.
And lots to celebrate.
There is lots to celebrate.
Lars Straffer, 50th anniversary. The festival is coming up Saturday, June 3rd. Of course, we'll share all the details on our social media and mystraffordnow.com. Elaine Clark Sibbery. Elaine, absolute pleasure.
Well, absolute pleasure for me, too. So thank you so much, Jamie.